John, how you doing?
Not too bad, Scott. How about yourself?
Good, good. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your business and some of the problems that you were having leading up to the time that we met.
Old IRS problem, withholding taxes, get behind on them, breathing down my back, and along with everybody else, you know, business just turned sour. And, basically, I was looking for somebody. I just happened to find your name, or a brochure was sent to me, and I made the call, and that goes back almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah. Now, when we originally met, your situation was kind of interesting because you were you had been shut down by the IRS, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So they had actually come in and just.
That was a little bit after I had met with you. We were trying to go it one way, and then the IRS kind of moved our hand, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. What, just because everybody hears about this type of thing, but very second-naturedly, I mean, you know, they hear about it in the way the IRS likes to paint the picture. From your perspective, what was it like having somebody actually come in? What was the process involved in shutting down the business?
Well, I just, I moved in one day, and they said, do you have X amount of money, which, needless to say, I didn't. I told them that I had to call you, and maybe something could be done, made the call, and they wouldn't hear any ifs, ands, or buts about it. They wanted X amount of dollars in hand that day within a reasonable amount of time, or they were, in fact, locking me out of my own place, which they ultimately did.
And so they literally, what, are they padlocked the door?
They padlocked the doors and, and surveyed all the stuff that was in here, what they did actually seize. And made note of it and what have you. And, basically, if it wasn't for you, I would have been out of here for a long, long time.
Well, as I recall, right after that happened, you went and talked to a bankruptcy attorney, correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What were you told by the bankruptcy attorney?
It would probably take a month to 2 months to, get them to see fit that I could might possibly get back in here, but it was there was absolutely nothing in concrete. I mean, it was if this and maybe that. So then that's basically when I put the ball in your court, but you roll with it.
Now, your business is exactly what?
The trucking business and repair business.
Okay, so you do a lot of repairs and
I do repairs. Hauling without my building, I'm lost, and my own trucks as well as repair business.
Okay, so fortunately, when they locked you out, a lot of your vehicles were still out on the street.
That's right. I was they captured, if you will, two of them, and there were three more trucks that I kept out there,
which allowed you to keep going for a period of time, and then. Do you recall how much time it was before we were able to negotiate getting the doors back open?
I would say it was probably between 2 and 3 weeks when I was back in.
Yeah, okay. And so we had, I'm trying to remember all the details of this,
a lot of the vehicles were ultimately bank-owned, which they really couldn't do too much to.
Right, we were able to prove that to them.
Yes.
That the bank was first secured against them, and that there was no additional equity in the vehicles that they would be able to get their hands on.
Right.
So
right.
We got those released back first, and then.
There was a car on a couple trailers, and we had them evaluated, appraised, if you will, and the IRS went along with that. My memory serves me right. It was in the neighborhood of $9,000, and they gave me the keys. I gave them a check for $9,000, and they gave me the key.
Even though we technically owed them somewhere over $50,000, as I recall, right?
That's correct.
So we only ended up having to pay them $9,000 or a little bit less, and
to get the door open anyway, and to
right.
And it was also we had to give up our accounts receivable as well, if I remember.
Right, in the old company.
People were good, bad, or indifferent.
There was a new company that was started. Did that company have any receivables built up yet? I believe they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some built up.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of cash flow, although they grabbed the old, but they never
realized, I don't know, it was going back
yeah.
of an aid grant.
Right.
Other receivables, which we were never able to get in the variety of about $10,000 to $11,000.
Right. Okay. So then you were back up and in business, and I believe we also. I mean, I know that the primary concern was the IRS, but I believe we also were able to eliminate some unsecured debt.
Well, we kind of got the wolves off the back, if you will, yeah.
Okay, so it gave you a little bit of breathing room, gave you a little bit of cash flow instead of having to pay the short-term debt.
That's correct. And, you know, since now things have, you know, turned around and trying to, you know, put everything back into perspective. I never did do a bankruptcy or a Chapter 11 or anything. People that I did owe the money to, with the exception of maybe one in particular, more than understanding, and some of them have been paid back in full. Others, I really, just waiting at a time where I can get into some kind of a schedule, and that's my own volition, to do this, just to clear my name with people I've been doing business with for years.
Sure, sure. Do you recall what your original concerns were when we first met about going with us versus using an attorney or some of the bankruptcy or some of the other methods available?
Yeah, the cost of it, and as well as the fact that, First impression is lasting, I guess. And the first time I sat down with you, I was very impressed, and you seemed to know what you were doing, and had gone through it yourself in a matter of fact, and that was impressive. So that's why I opted to let you run the ball game, if you will.
So in retrospect, how do you feel about it? Would you, if you found yourself in the same position again today for some unknown reason, would you probably use the same type of methods, you think?
Absolutely. No, I'd do it in a heartbeat. It's what you said you did do, and you're always on the end of the phone when I needed you, and made yourself very, very available, and that's means a lot when you seem to think that the world's coming down around you.
Yeah. It sure does get pretty lonely for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, you might say that.
Okay, well, I appreciate your input, and I know that people listening to the tape are going to appreciate hearing another perspective on it. Thanks a lot, Jenna.
Okay, Scott, anytime.
I should probably have an adjunct to John's story because it's kind of interesting, and what he failed to mention during that conversation was that shortly after we finished this process with the IRS, we went back to his bank, and he bought back all of his trucks. He was in the on the East Coast and got hit very, very hard with the downturn in the economy, as everyone knows. And one of the upsides that came out of this was that his bank, who had become very unfriendly, ended up selling out their interest in his vehicles for 50 cents on the dollar of what they were owed. So he ended up financially restructuring his business to the tune of a couple hundred thousand dollars by the time all was said and done.